Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome everyone to the deep dive. Today we're diving into a source that gives us, well, our first really good look at the 2025 Chevrolet Malibu.
That's right. The source material we're looking at is an article titled 2025 Chevrolet Malibu, a comprehensive overview.
And our mission really is to pull out the key bits from this specific overview for you. What's this article actually telling us about the next Malibu? Let's just get right into it. What are the main takeaways here?
Well, based on this article, it really sounds like Chevy is aiming for a pretty significant refresh, maybe even kind of pushing towards a redesign for 2025.
Huh.
The overview definitely hints strongly at a revised exterior, particularly the front fascia.
Oh, interesting. So not just minor changes then. Does the article get specific, like design details?
It does mention specifics. It points towards potentially a bolder grille design and updated headlight signatures, too, suggesting a more modern, sharper look, maybe, compared to what we have now. It sort of frames these changes as bringing the Malibu's styling more in line with Chevy's newer SUVs.
Right. That family resemblance thing. Okay. Yeah. What about the inside? Does this overview cover the interior? Or the tech?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It highlights what sound like pretty substantial updates inside. The article mentions a focus on larger digital displays. So think bigger infotainment screens, maybe even a full digital instrument cluster.
Yeah.
Seems like they're moving away from some of the physical controls in the current model.
Yeah, that's a huge trend, isn't it? More screen space. Did the article give any hints about powertrain options? Performance, that's usually key in these overviews.
It touches on it, yeah, but maybe with some caveats. The overview speculates a bit on engines. It suggests the current 1.5-liter turbo, that might carry over.
The current one, okay.
Yeah, possibly with some, efficiency tweaks, but it doesn't specifically mention the bigger 2.0-liter turbo.
Okay.
And it's noticeably quiet about a hybrid coming back, which, people have been talking about elsewhere.
Hmm, interesting. Maybe focusing the lineup. That detail alone kind of tells us something about the direction Chevy might be taking, at least according to this article.
Hmm.
What about safety? Any mention of new assistance tech?
Yep. The overview does emphasize an expected boost in driver assistance technologies. It doesn't list out every single feature, naturally, but it notes the goal is to offer a more, comprehensive suite, standard and available safety tech. Just keeping up with competitors, really.
Okay, so let's recap based on this source. We've got a design refresh, especially the front end, a tech-heavy interior update, likely a revised engine strategy, maybe just the 1.5L, and more safety tech. It really tries to cover all the predicted highlights, doesn't it?
Yeah, and what's kind of fascinating here is how these comprehensive overviews work. Even when they're based on, speculation and early reports, they try to paint that whole picture for you.
Gives you the first snapshot, yeah.
Exactly. They distill all these potential changes, design, tech, performance, into one place.
Right. Makes you think about the power of these initial reports.
It does.
So thinking about the details covered here, the design hints, the tech focus, the engine stuff, how do comprehensive overviews like this one actually shape our first impressions, our expectations of something new, like a car? What details jump out as most crucial for your specific needs? Or maybe just your curiosity when you read an overview like this one? Definitely something to think about.